Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. This is a podcast geared towards women who want to feel healthy, look good, and stay organized. We're real women doing our best to live well anyway in the midst of life's chaos. I'm so glad you're here. And this week, you guys, I'm gonna maybe turn on its head a little bit the way you think about your Fridays. I'm here to suggest an alternate form of deciding how we're going to use our Fridays to really utilize them instead of just kind of, you know, like letting the weekend start early, actually utilizing our Fridays so that we can better enjoy our weekends and get the rest and be present with our kids and really actually maybe be able to rest and relax a little bit. So we are going to talk all about that today. But before we get there, I also want to mention a couple of things. I have created a PDF guide to go along with this podcast episode, all about how you can utilize your Fridays better to make a little bit of magic on the weekends. And you can get that by going to MackenzieCoppa.com/Fridays. That is where you'll be able to download that free PDF guide, get a little walkthrough on how I do all of this. It'll kind of help bring this podcast episode to life a little bit more and help you to implement some of these things so you can enjoy your weekends more. Also, if you like this kind of goodness and this kind of planning talk and just like the fun that we bring on this show, then might I suggest you come over and join us in Patreon. We have recently lowered our prices, so we have now two main levels that are a $5 level and an $8 level. And they both get you so much goodness. That $5 level, you're gonna be in there for the three lives that I do every week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where we chat about all kinds of fun things, everything from this kind of planning content to wellness stuff and just general chit chat. It's an amazing community of ladies. And then if you're at that $8 level, you get two mini casts every month, along with a free digital planning product that I am going to eventually have in my digital store. So you get free access to those digital planning products for 2 months at the $8 level. And you also get to be a part of our book club. This month, we are reading together Beth Moore's new book, All My Knotted Up Life. I think it's going to be really good. You've got time if you want to get in there and listen to it or read it. We are going to be talking about that the last week in the month. So you still have plenty of time to get in there and join us in Patreon and get to be a part of the book club and all the other fun and community and goodness. So head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether if you want to join us in there. Again, it's just $5 or $8 a month, depending on which level you choose, and we would love to have you join the mix. So head over to patreon.com/livewelltogether. But now let's chat about our Fridays for a little while. Okay. Now, I know a lot of us get to Friday, and I feel like it's a day that just kind of becomes a wash. We're burnt out after a long week. I know a lot of times I just start thinking like, I'll get that done on the weekend. I'll get that done on the weekend. But I want us to pause for a second and think about what would happen if we got some of those things done on Friday. If we just gave that little bit of an extra push on Fridays to knock out some of those things that we had been saving for our weekend so that we can actually have more space and room and freedom in our weekends to actually enjoy our kids, maybe go do something fun, maybe really rest and enjoy our homes without just feeling like we have to clean them the whole time or run errands or whatever. So we are going to dive into this idea today about how we can change our outlook on Fridays and maybe try to use them a little bit better. And yes, this is going to take effort. It is going to take some work. We are going to actually have to motivate ourselves to do that extra bit of work on Fridays that I get it, you're not really feeling like doing. I'm not really either. But I want to start there with our attitude about it. Because if we go into it dreading it and being annoyed about having to do all this stuff, then guess what? All of those things are going to feel dreadful and annoying. But if we view them as a gift to ourselves, like we are really doing ourselves a favor by giving this last push and ending the week well, and we actually have like a good outlook on it, and we try to be positive about the experience, maybe even like make it enjoyable by throwing on some music or, you know, just trying to do things that make it feel like a nice experience, you know, grab your favorite cup of coffee, put a fun scent in the diffuser, do something to make it feel not so hard, but actually just like change our perspective on it and say, I'm not gonna be like a downer about this. I'm gonna be really grateful to myself that I'm getting this done. It can change the entire experience about trying to get these things done. And so much of it comes down to our attitude. I really want to suggest that's like our starting place of looking at our Fridays, not out of dread, but out of this is going to be so good for me and I'm going to be so happy when this is done. So I'm just going to enjoy it while I do it and make the most of it, right? Okay. So first I want us to think about the house. Because I think that is probably one of the biggest things I know for me anyway, where when I'm going into the weekend, I think, oh, I have so much to do around the house. There's laundry and the kids' stuff has just kind of, you know, like migrated everywhere in the house throughout the week. And we need to do like all the big cleaning projects and on and on and on and on. But I find that if I can actually get a jump on that, not do all of it, but I would say like starting with a general tidy, like getting everybody's stuff where it should actually be, like back in their bedrooms instead of all over my living room, you know, like those kinds of things. If I can just kind of like deal with the stuff, do a general tidy of the space where especially our downstairs feels peaceful again, you know what that threshold is. You know, whatever it is for your family where you're like, ah, this actually feels like a space we want to be in. You know what that looks like for you. If I get my house to that place, that downstairs living area for us, then it instantly invokes this sense of calm across me, across my kids. When they come in from school on Fridays and the house is like generally picked up, they notice. They're like, what? It's so nice in here because most likely they didn't leave it in that state. I mean, we're working on it, but they notice. And I find that this has like a twofold effect, especially if I've done the vacuuming. You guys, if I run a vacuum through our living room and they can see vacuum lines when they walk in, it's like they think we had a maid come where it's really just me. And it's like they think they're living in a palace. They all of a sudden are like, it changes their attitude. Not that they're going to keep the place completely perfectly clean, but I do notice a shift. I don't know if it's like this social pressure of like, oh, it's clean, we got to keep it clean or what. But my kids do notice, especially if there's a distinct difference from when they left Friday morning to when they get back Friday afternoon. But when they see that difference, they treat our house differently. And they don't make as big of messes. And I will also say when they do make the messes, I can see them easier because there isn't a whole bunch of other stuff all around on the floor. You know what I'm talking about? And I can be like, oh, hey, that is your mess that you made and you can pick it up, not me. And so it's kind of like it makes the messes they do make a little bit more glaring and I can more easily point out what they are. And they honestly pick them up a little bit better when it isn't like, oh, and you also have all the other stuff that you need to pick up. Now, maybe you start this process on Thursday evening and you have them go, you know, like take all their junk to their room. That's also a great idea. I'm going to put that on my own list. But just creating that general tidy, I find elevates the space, elevates everybody's attitude about the space, and really helps us to go into the weekend feeling a little bit more calm and able to keep things a little bit tidier. Plus, when you've done that tidying piece, not so much the cleaning piece, but the tidying piece, the weekend chores that we do still legitimately have, like, you know, cleaning bathrooms and whatever, first of all, we can get them done faster because the stuff has been moved and we can do a better job of the cleaning. So it makes those chores that we still have on the weekends feel a little bit less daunting when just that tidying piece is taken care of. You know, like when you walk into your bathroom and the stuff is where it's supposed to be, it's a lot easier to do a wipe down on the counters and the mirror and whatever than when you have like all your junk all over the countertop. Not that I'm speaking from experience, like most of the time, but it makes a big difference and it just makes those chores feel a little bit easier. And so I'm a big proponent for the general tidy that we can do and how it allows everything else in the weekend to go more smoothly, helps everybody to be calm, helps the other chores to get done more easily, more quickly. It's good all the way around. Another big one that I have been trying to do lately is the laundry before the weekend. Now, sometimes this isn't going to be all the laundry, and this is a quick point that I want to make. The whole idea of utilizing our Fridays well is not to eliminate everything that we would possibly need to do on the weekend. There are still going to be those things. But the idea is sort of that whatever we can do on Friday is going to make our weekend easier. So even if it's just one thing that you can take off the plate of your weekend work, it's going to make the weekends more enjoyable and you're going to have more time. And so don't feel like you have to like cram every single thing into trying to get it done on your Friday. But whatever you can get done, just like feel good about the fact that it's going to help your weekend go better. So back to the laundry. The laundry is a big one for me. It's daunting. We have a lot of people here that it can just feel a little bit overwhelming. And I'm finding that the more I can get it done at the end of the week and not have to do as much of it on the weekend, it makes me so happy on the weekend when I'm not just like dealing with piles and piles of laundry the entire time. Sometimes that means I have to start it on Thursday night. A lot of times it's throwing in a load before I start working on Friday morning, doing one after school, you know, just kind of like fitting it in the margins. But getting that laundry pretty much squared away, just that is probably, if I got nothing else done, that is the biggest game changer for me. It just helps me to feel like less overwhelmed about the weekend in general because we have so much laundry. And so that's another tip that I want to give you. You know, I just said that laundry is pretty much one of my most dreaded tasks for the weekend. It's the one that's just like, oh my gosh, there's so much of it and so many people and all of the folding and the whole process. And, you know, it's a whole thing. That is the thing I dread the most. And so I would say if you have to pick just one thing or you don't know where to start, then pick the thing that you dread the most that you have to get done on your weekend and try to knock that out on Friday. Because what a gift to yourself. What relief you will feel when you know that is taken care of and you don't have to do your most dreaded task on a Saturday or Sunday. That is a beautiful thing. Give yourself that gift and start there, or let that be the only thing that you knock out. Just get it done on Friday. Find a way for that. So those are kind of like the general house things that maybe you need to take care of on a Friday to make your weekend a little bit better. But what are some things outside the tidying and the cleaning and that kind of thing that you can be doing to give yourself a leg up for the weekend? Well, we are going to talk about that in just a second, right after this word from our sponsor. Because this week, you guys, we are sponsored again by Athletic Greens. I love me some Athletic Greens because it so simplifies my life in so many ways. I've mentioned before that I tend to hit a slump mid-morning, and I have really been in production mode lately. I have been trying to knock out so much work, get so many things done, and I hit that slump and I just don't want to. I just don't want to do all these Friday things that I'm trying to make room for or whatever else it is in my day. And so I need a little bit of a pick-me-up. And that is when I take my AG1, I just throw a scoop of it into a glass of water, I mix it up with my little blender, and I down it. It's so fast, it takes me 2 minutes, And it gives me that surge of energy that I need. Plus, it's doing so much else for my body, and it's so simple. I don't have to worry about all these pills that I need to take and all of that. It's just like all together in one glass, I'm getting a hit of everything that I really need. So I'm getting 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that go along with any possible diet that anybody could have. And it gives me that hit of everything that I need to help boost my system. I have found that it's been a huge game changer in helping to support my immune system, especially through all the colds and everything that my kids have had all winter long. When I've not been doing a totally great job of eating, it helps me to know that I'm covering all of my nutritional bases every day, and I can feel like I'm filling in those gaps that maybe I'm not getting from everything that I'm eating or not eating. And I feel so many different benefits from it. Improved digestion, my hair, skin, and nails feel great. It helps support my sleep. It's the easiest and healthiest thing I can do in under a minute to truly support my health and help me to feel so much better. So if you too are looking for an easier way to take your supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to athleticgreens.com/livewell. That's athleticgreens.com/livewell to check it out. So once you get your Athletic Greens in your system on Friday, let's talk about some other things that you can get done in your life to make your weekends a little bit easier. Okay, one of them is to do your planning for next week. Okay, I know that a lot of people do Sunday planning, but I'm going to suggest that we do Friday planning. Now, you can revise it on Sunday and give yourself just like a little quick look over of what's going on. But I find that when I do my planning, like the bulk of my planning for the next week on Friday, one, I'm closer to the week that I just had. So I'm able to look back over what happened this week, what I got done, what I didn't get done, what I can improve on for the next week, what I need to do the next week. It just kind of gives me a better chance to do like a real summation of the week and put it all together and look at what my wins were, look at what I might need to change. But then I also am able to get a glimpse at the week to come. What projects I have, I'm able to do the meal planning for the next week, all of those kinds of things, what appointments I have, what my time is going to look like. I even try to go through and figure out when I'm going to get done, all the different projects that I'm going to get done. I get that all figured out on Friday, so I don't have to worry about doing all of that on Sunday. Plus, if there are things that I notice about next week, oh, I've got this project due or whatever, that I need to get a jump start on, it gives me more of a chance to get ahead on that. If it is something I end up needing to do on the weekend, if I don't figure that out until Sunday night, I'm not giving myself much leeway. But doing this just gives me a better idea of what's to come and gives me more calm over the weekend because I already know. I've already figured that out. Plus, getting the meals planned for the next week, which typically I do prefer to do a couple of weeks at once when I'm doing my meal planning, but even if it's just every week, if I get my meal planning done on Friday, I can run to the store and I can take advantage of the sales because a lot of my local grocery stores, and I'm assuming it's this way around the country, have a lot of sales on Fridays and I want to be able to take advantage of them. Plus, it always seems like when I don't do this, my kids come in the door on Friday afternoon after school, they're starving and we are out of groceries and everyone is annoyed and we're heading into the weekend with no real breakfast foods or anything like that. But when I actually get up the gumption to do this on Friday, because I can tell you that I sure as heck don't like doing it on Sunday. It's like the last thing I want to do on Sunday. So if I get it done on Friday, everybody's happy when they get home from school. They have what they need. They're not hungry because they have food available to them. I'm able to think ahead about our weekend breakfasts and maybe do something kind of special. Sometimes I'll go and like pick up chocolate croissants from Trader Joe's, or I'll pick up everything that we need for French toast. Just doing that little bit of forethought so that I have everything on hand means that everybody is going to be happier and not grumpy with the food situation over the weekend. And I don't want grumpy people over the weekend. So it's really nice to just knock out the grocery shopping on Friday. Just get it done so I don't have to think about it. And if I've got my meal plan, I can get all the way into the next week and not have to think about it on Sunday or Monday or whenever. It's just done. And then also Friday is a great time to kind of take a look at what is happening locally in your area. Google it, If you have like a local little paper, we have one called the Inlander that tells of things that are going on over the weekend that maybe my family wants to take part in. Sometimes they're free, sometimes they're not. But normally, if we're just in like the role of our normal week and getting into the weekend, and I'm not even thinking about like, well, what fun thing can we do? I'm just like in survival mode. But when I have done this little bit of extra work to make the Fridays work for me, I actually feel like I have the space to think about, oh, well, what could we do this weekend? What fun thing might we be able to take part in that we otherwise wouldn't even think about or didn't even know was coming to town? It's just this part of the planning that I can set aside and actually be intentional about. Maybe surprise my kids with, or maybe it's okay too to just be like, we're gonna hang out at home, but I'm thinking ahead of time of like, well, what movie could we watch together? And maybe I need to grab some popcorn. Or it's just putting that little bit of extra effort into making that time with my kids on the weekends more special and thinking through how I can really be present with them instead of having to do all of these other tasks. I've done the planning, I've done the forethought ahead of time so I can enjoy the weekend with them. And maybe it's going to be like, how can we rest well this weekend? What can we do to not be harried and have a whole bunch going on because our weeks are so busy? And what can I do for me? Maybe I'm going to pop out to a yoga class and be like, guys, I'm going to take a little break for myself because it's been a long week. I can actually think through those things and find when the yoga classes are or how I can make that work, or if I need my girls to, you know, hang out with my mom for a while or whatever, or if I need Roman to be available to babysit, or I can think through those things and I can make sure they happen because I'm not trying to figure it out in the midst of the moment on the weekend when I've got a thousand other things to do. No, we can be chill about it, which is just so nice. And I really do find that when I do this, when I put in this little bit of extra effort, I really do enjoy my kids more. I, you know, am able to get those snuggles in the morning on Saturdays and Sundays and be like, okay, we're gonna just like enjoy each other. And what do you guys want to do? And I have really seen such a difference in even how our relationships play out when we can think about those things a little bit more intentionally and really spend that time well. Now, you might be listening to this episode and thinking like, okay, that's great for you, Mackenzie, but you work from home. And so you probably have all this extra time to be doing all of these things. Well, no. I don't. I really do try to set aside my work hours, which are when my kids are at school, for the things that I need to get done for work. I have a full-time, sometimes more than full-time, work-at-home job. And a lot of times also, I can't be having things going during the day that make noise. So I can't be running the dishwasher or the washing machine or whatever because I need to be recording voiceovers. So I have to think really strategically through how to make all of this happen. And that does mean a lot of times needing to throw laundry in the morning or right after school when they get home or doing the grocery shopping. I'm not going to go do that during the day on a Friday. I'm probably going to do that when my girls are at dance on Friday, or maybe when they're in dance, I'm going to sit in the car and do all this planning that we just talked about, really try to utilize that time well. And then right after dance, we're going to run to the store together, or I'm going to drop them off at home. And then I'm going to go to the store by myself because everybody knows going to the store with kids can be a nightmare. But I'm going to try to utilize whatever those snippets of time are so that by the time we get to like truly Friday evening, I can go, okay, look at that. We got all that done. And now we can enjoy it. And, you know, let yourself do pizza or something. You can cut other corners on Fridays to allow you to get the other stuff done that you need to get done so that you can fully enjoy the rest of your weekend. Have leftovers on a Friday. Definitely ring in that pizza or some other takeout, or just make it easier on yourself because you are trying to do more. So you can think kind of through those things as well. I also want to mention, like I kind of said towards the beginning of this podcast, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have any work over the weekend. You're just lessening that load. You're making that load a little bit easier. So for instance, you may still want to be doing some meal prep on the weekends or getting stuff ready for lunches or whatever that is. But you've made it easier for yourself because if you have done the grocery shopping on the Friday, then you don't have to try to do all of that on the weekend. It's about making your weekends a little bit easier, a little bit more enjoyable. carving out a little bit more white space for your weekends so you actually can maybe think about sitting down and reading a book or doing something that you wouldn't ordinarily do because you have so much that you're saving for the weekend to try to get done. Also, a lot of our weekends already have so many other things. There's a lot of sports going on and activities or rehearsals. I know we have a lot of things coming up for like my daughter's recital at the end of the year. They have weekend rehearsals that we have to go to and we have to be present for. So there's already so much taking up our weekends. I want to get as much done on Fridays so that I'm not trying to add more and more and more to the weekend and not being able to carve out any rest. When I've done a good job of utilizing my Friday, we can go to those rehearsals on Saturday and I can still know that I'm going to have the space within my weekend to rest or enjoy my kids and be present without trying to do it all, because we can't do it all and take care of ourselves well. So doing this allows you to, yes, put in a little bit more work on the front end, but in the end, you really are going to take care of yourself so much better, be so much more present with your kids. If you can just set aside this time and really give that final push to the week, get this stuff done, do your planning, do your tidying, and then be able to enjoy your weekend a little bit more. So this is a little bit shorter episode than we normally have, but I really just wanted to encourage you guys with this idea this week that you can make your Fridays work for you and enjoy your weekend so much more by just putting in a little bit more work on your Fridays before you call it a week. And before we wrap things up right here at the end, I do also want to mention that now, heading into spring, supposedly, we just had a snowstorm a few days ago, but supposedly heading into spring, it's a great time to be thinking about cleaning up your skincare, your makeup, your body care products, and Beauty Counter is a great company to go to do all of that. They are truly revolutionizing. I've been so impressed how cosmetics are being manufactured in the US. They are making changes to legislation so that we know better what is in our cosmetics because they're mostly completely unregulated and you don't know what you are putting on your skin. But Beauty Counter is making sure that they not only get their products verified as being clean, but they're also making sure that a lot of other companies are rising to the occasion as well. And Beauty Counter is running a deal right now where you can get in on their Band of Beauty membership that is normally $29 for $19 for the whole year. So when you have this membership, it gives you money back on all of your purchases to use towards future purchases. I'm all about that. So it's going to save you money. It's going to give you like points that you can use towards products in the future. It's also going to give you free shipping on any order over $100. And you get a free gift with purchase when you become a Band of Beauty member for only $19 right now. That's a really good deal for the entire year. And if you're looking for a fun product to get when you get your Band of Beauty membership, you might want to grab one of the new highlighters. Now, these are going to sell out fast, but they just redesigned their highlighters, re-released them. They haven't had highlighter available for a while, and they have these beautiful highlighters in four different shades. They come in refillable little compacts that are very cute, and I love these shades. They're just like a little subtle highlight that you can add. They're not glittery. They have like a natural mica shimmer to them that just adds a little pop of light to your face. I think you're really gonna like them. So head over to mackenziekappa.com/beautycounter to find all of the amazing and super clean products that Beauty Counter has to offer. And if you get in on that Band of Beauty membership, you can get it for just $19 for the entire year. Again, that's mackenziekappa.com/beautycounter. All right, you guys, that is it for today's episode. As always, you can go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast for the show notes for all of our episodes. You can also find them by swiping up in whatever app you are listening to this episode on. I would love it if you shared the show with your friends, you told them about it. And if you guys want a little bit of extra guidance for making sure that your Fridays are being utilized well, you can go to mackenziekappa.com/Fridays and get my free guide that goes along with this episode to help you to put these things into practice. So again, that's mackenziekappa.com/Fridays, but I will also have that link in the show notes so you can grab it really easily. Okay, Thank you so much for hanging out with me, ladies. I hope you are having a wonderful week. And until next week, go be bold and gracious.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.